advocates say abundant water in the Rust Belt could bring agriculture, manufacturers, and other businesses to the region, if the conditions are right. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports.
Last fall, I visited Youngstown, Ohio, to check out Big Cricket Farms. They raise crickets in a small warehouse for restaurants and specialty foods. Owner Kevin Bachhuber and his partners moved from drought-stricken California to this old steel town because the rent was cheap and the water was plentiful.
Something that we've learned by being here is that it's important to, like, have both water quantity and quality.
In Youngstown, the farm would periodically have die-offs. They would lose entire generations of crickets. Bachhuber suspected the city water, so they started filtering it for the crickets' drinking water, but they were still using tap water for the humidifiers.
The babies, you know, spend most of their time in 90 to 100% humidity.
Without knowing it, Bachhuber says they were providing a highly chlorinated environment, and many crickets just couldn't make it.
I mean, it was horrifying to watch. Their back legs would stop working, and then they would start having, like, spasms.
Youngstown's chief water engineer says they do add chlorine at the end of the water treatment process. That's standard procedure, and that levels are consistently within federal drinking water standards. When I met with Bachhuber in February, it was at a coffee shop.
So we're not meeting at the farm because the farm's already
closed. It's already closed, yeah.
Bachhuber says they lost 8 million crickets and 40 million eggs. That meant $100,000 in lost contracts because of the die-offs. This might sound like the unlucky tale of a small, quirky business, but big players like General Motors have also had water quality issues in aging industrial cities. Tom Wickham is spokesperson for GM in Flint, Michigan. Within months of the city of Flint's now infamous switch in 2014 from Detroit water to the Flint River for its water supply, Wickham says workers notice rust on the engine parts.
What we found was that in a machining operation in an engine plant, your chloride levels have to be lower than what the city was doing. Otherwise, you will have corrosion or rust on your machined parts.
GM switched its water supply back to Detroit a full year before the city of Flint switched back. Brian Stubbs is hearing an increasing number of stories about the need for clean water in manufacturing. He's director of the Cleveland Water Alliance, which brings together public water systems, universities, manufacturers, and other businesses.
The group has come together coalescing around what we call the value of water. The value of water being what does it mean in terms of economic value, clean water, and tying clean water to gross regional product.
Stubbs says, according to a study by his Cleveland Water Alliance, which is yet to be completed, water accounts for $6 billion of direct economic impact. That's 5 to 6% of the gross regional product of Northeast Ohio. Some cities like Milwaukee are creating hubs for water technology businesses. Pittsburgh also started looking into this about 5 years ago, but the work has stalled. Stubbs says water's time is coming as a major economic driver. It's key to where businesses now decide to locate.
15 years ago, water was within that, you know, relocation mix of a company, maybe like 13th or 14th on their priority level. It's now coming up to 3rd, 4th, or 5th. So now that has a larger impact on the decision on where they're going to locate.
Stubbs says nearly every business, from agriculture to beer brewing to industrial manufacturing, depends on water. And they want to know if cleaning it to meet their needs will cost 3 cents per gallon or 30 cents per gallon. And they don't want unexpected contaminants to cause temporary shutdowns. Stubbs sees the closing of Big Cricket Farms as a lost opportunity for a struggling city like Youngstown. Cricket farmer Kevin Bachhuber is still deciding where they're going to move next. He says it feels like he's on the front lines of some kind of water war.
It's so crazy. You know, I moved to California. They ran out of water. So I came here because there's a lot of water, and now the water's irreversibly tainted. It makes your next step be like, all right, what kind of water issue am I going to run into at my next, you know, place?
Big Cricket Farms is considering a move south to locate near other cricket farms that have had better luck with their water. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.
Thanks to Michigan Radio for some of the audio used in that story.